Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So you've been seeing this person for a little while, and you spend the night over at their house, and it's time for a little, like, post-coital Hulu watching. But you notice...
Hulu specific.
This is a hot take, Kelly. We have a format. But you notice that all of their targeted advertisements are for the same company, and it's Aladdin Bail Bondsman. Do you assume this is some sort of glitch in the algorithm, or do you start to worry about their secret criminal past?
This is Same Day Shipping, a show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm Colin.
Now, you use my Hulu account, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And it is like all Aladdin Bonds.
Hold on, wait, this is a Patrick subtext?
I can't believe that you're doing this on Valentine's Day.
In front of people?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Everyone knows that if you want to do a hot take about other people, you wait till that person is not there because of illness or other things.
Or you wait until you're not there.
Yes, there are two ways.
And then you send in the hot take that's about your friends.
Here's the thing. Can I be completely honest?
Yes.
I forgot that I've been using your Hulu account for like 2 years.
Oh, my God.
You know what it is?
You literally just reminded me.
Guys, Hulu thinks you guys are Mr. Hyde and Dr. Jekyll.
Mm.
And they're just like, oh God, who is this person? They are very different day to day. They are not the same. And that's why they think maybe you're deranged and you're a criminal.
Like, this person is watching every episode of Handmaid's Tale twice, but in a crazy order.
Also, like, that account is now fully like under watch because
it's been flagged.
For sure.
I have not once seen an Aladdin Bail Bonds ad.
It gets more complicated.
Whoa. Okay, interesting. I think it might be you, dude.
Okay, and here's the thing, and you're making interesting because you know who calls the bail bondsman?
It's a lawyer.
Criminal.
Yeah,
the family or the lawyer. Codependent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the other person. So I think it's, if you're being targeted for bail bonds, it's because you need to look at your friends.
So maybe it, in fact, is about Patrick, now that we think about it. Okay,
yeah,
so
sorry, Patrick's been calling the bail bondsman for me. And I don't want to judge people for getting caught up in this crazy legal system of ours. Let me just say that.
Okay, right. So what are you watching?
It's very bad.
I have whole things about debtors' prisons. It's terrible.
What are you watching right now?
What am I watching on Hulu?
What are you watching that's caused, like, why is this your fault?
Yes. Right. Wow. How is it not my fault?
Well, here's the thing. If it's different ads on your computer and my computer in different apartments, then it's probably connected to my Google Chrome, which is the browser I use to watch Hulu, And that's where the data is being mined.
It's also got to be connected to what the show is, too, though. Because I get a lot of ads for Future Man because Sarah and I are watching Happy Endings right now. So it's got yeah, that's right.
She's great.
She's great. She's amazing. I'm never going to watch Future Man, though.
It's very good.
It is?
I've heard good things about it.
The
if
ads...
you like time travel, which obviously it's not your bag, you're not interested.
What?
Patrick is famously anti-time travel. This has been documented on same-day shipping.
He said over and over again, he's like, I don't care about time travel.
Right now. Thank you again, Ryan.
It does get a little blue sometimes, but it's funny. It's funny and I think a fun... It's a good comedic exploration of time travel.
So I may... Because I went I checked out like the trailer for the first season of Future Man. I'm only getting ads for season two, which is they like travel into a dystopian.
My name's Susan, but that's a dude's name in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm getting those same ads. I hate that ad. I haven't watched season two because of that ad.
Well, this is what I'm saying. This is my only impression of the show is this crappy ad for season two, which they keep showing me.
Here's the thing. I would happily act on that show, but I will say right now, I hate that joke.
It's such a bad joke.
It's a bad joke.
It's a really dated, like, old person joke. Like, you sound old when you make that joke.
Is it a Johnny Cash reference? I feel like the way you make that, well, you, like, finish that joke off by, like, you know, a boy named Sue became so popular in this year, and that it's still not a great joke. It's... I like that
explaining it more makes it a better
real
joke
hard.
For Colin. No, okay, I think that honestly explaining it more would have made it funnier to me, a girl named Ryan who never introduces herself. It's a girl's name in this modern time.
You
or
should
like,
try it.
No!
Oh, God.
But like, yeah, and it's also, it's Seth Rogen, and you know Seth Rogen's not in every episode. So they're like,
yeah, they're trying to use
cameo.
Him.
And I'm like, I don't care about
with
a cameo.
With like a weak-ass joke. And it's that, and then like the main character like swelled up from like some sort of allergic reaction or something.
Yeah.
And like, that's the entirety of the trailer. I hate it so much.
I mean, like I said, I haven't watched season two because the trailer is so bad. I've also, what have you been watching? I've been watching 90 Day Fiancé and getting that trailer. So
nice.
I wonder if that trailer
I've heard great things about 90 Day Fiancé.
You will become obsessed, so be careful.
Yeah.
There are five seasons, so just make sure
That's
you have time.
A lot of seasons of 90 Day Fiancé.
It's Hulu, man. So you're going to have to watch commercials.
No, here's the thing. I pay for... the one without commercials.
Best.
So
then maybe you do have time.
I might have time. I might have time for 90 Day Fiancé. Wow. Five seasons. Well, you never answered what you're watching.
I know.
I can't remember.
Cool.
What?
I don't know.
What? You don't know what you're watching on Hulu?
You remember the commercials and not the show?
I can pull up my Hulu history, which will tell me what Colin is watching.
That's not how I live my life, you guys. I do not.
It's just Property Brothers over and over again.
What I'm watching on Hulu.
It's the same episode of Property Brothers over and over.
It's the one where they hug like for a long time.
Oh my God.
Wait, that's all of them.
And the problem with that episode is like, no matter how hard I wish, they don't fucking take each other's shirts off.
No, they never will.
So close. Close.
We never will.
Did we ever talk on air about our time traveling Property Brothers theory? About how one of them traveled 12 minutes into the past so he can make out with himself and get a reality TV show?
I think that was an off mic conversation, perhaps just with me and you at House of Pies when we were talking about Property Brothers.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah, because I did not participate in this. It was probably the two of people who are most like pro incest of our crew.
It's not incest if it's you
it's
time
traveling.
It's not
incest if it's you time traveling.
He took it away from incest.
Oh, I'm sorry. He made out with himself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So one of the brothers
is only one.
There's only one brother.
There's only one.
There's
no
only
brother.
One, not a
just
brother.
Just Drew.
He's just a guy.
I still don't like it. I think autosexuality, whatever you would call it, it's too much. It's so narcissistic.
Mm.
They are,
and they're married to two different people. So are you saying in this world, one guy?
Yes.
And two? No.
Yeah.
Because 12 minutes can change a man.
Yeah,
no.
And he gets to party all night long.
Wait, why?
Because
he's got three significant others. How?
And one of them
has
sex getting away with it.
He's tired.
He's got two bodies. It's split up in a very cool way.
No, but you're only experiencing one of those bodies.
Yeah, here's the thing: when you fuck with the space time continuum, you're just you, and then that other version is like another multiverse version of you.
Did you ever see Multiplicity?
Oh, absolutely.
Michael Keaton did not get to experience all of those adventures.
That's okay, clones, I don't want to confuse time traveling.
It's very
time travel.
Similar to time travel to yourself and just hang out with yourself. It's almost the exact same.
I think, okay, Ryan is bringing up clones because you texted me today.
Oh, God, do you know about the show called Game of Clones? It's insane. Like, it's the thing that would have been on 30 Rock, and you'd be like, that's too much. No, I'm joking. Ha ha. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's an MTV show. It's called Game of Clones. It is a dating show. The main person in each episode is a MTV star. So it's like Pauly D or like whatever. So
16 and pregnant.
Yeah, a 16 and pregnant girl. So they come on, and they say, and they ask them, okay, Pauly D, who is your biggest celebrity crush? And so he says who his biggest celebrity crush is. Then they go find six women who look sort of like his celebrity crush.
No, what?
And give them all the makeovers and the same dress. So like for him, it was Megan Fox. So they go and they get six Megan Fox-ish women, put them in Megan Fox makeup and hair.
Please, Megan Foxy women.
Megan Fox. I was trying to sidestep it. And then put them in matching dresses. And so he enters a room and there's just six women who look sort of like his celebrity crush and they're called clones. But they're all individual women with personalities.
Wait. Do they try to Do they try to sell it to Pauly D like they are clones of Megan Fox?
No,
because if they did it with like a totally straight face, that would be amazing.
I can see like the MTV lawyer having to constantly remind Pauly D that they are not real clones. They're actually human women with different names and personalities. And he's like, fucking Megan Fox clones, man.
But I think the idea is that, like, if everyone is your type, then you would actually get to know people in a dating show. I think it's supposed to be
like you're
going to
give them a chance no matter what.
Right. Whereas, like, if you walked into a room and there was, like, a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead, you already have a preference.
Mm.
Where if you walk in the room and they all have dyed this hair the same color... and are wearing the same Megan Fox dress.
You're already in this horribly artificial circumstance. Why not just
he's just ready to
settle
down. He's got a kid now. He travels as a DJ.
Yeah, he's playing in Vegas. I just saw the billboard a couple of days ago.
Quick without thinking, who's your person that you would want? You're looking at me like I should know.
Is he made of lightning bolts? Oh, no, it's the other one.
I can't believe you thought it was that one.
That's the one I like.
That's the one you like. You and I would want that one.
Yeah, I would never do that to you. Can you imagine if I only dated Chris Hemsworth types? It would be cruel. Dangle that in front of you.
I mean, okay,
what about you,
Sutner.
Since we know me and Colin?
John Lithgow.
Wow.
Shut the fuck up.
I want to hang out with six John Lithgows.
Wait, hold on. Like, now John Lithgows or, like... Third Rock from the Sun, John Lithgow.
Oh, I guess Third Rock from the Sun. Yeah.
It would be
Twilight Zone. There we go.
It'd be fun if they were all different John Lithgows, and the point of the game was to find which one was the one from Dexter.
Oh.
Before he strikes again.
Oh, okay.
Before you wind
so
up in the tub.
It's a different show now. It's not that show.
I want to play that game.
So the game's not called Find John Lithgow.
Find the John Lithgow who will kill again.
Oh, wow. Or you could do like a Tom Cruise and you're looking for Collateral. Which, did you know his name is Collateral?
What?
What?
Yeah, well, in the movie, when you watch the movie, you think it's a good movie and you think, oh, he's just an unnamed character. But in the screenplay, his name is like Alan Collateral.
Alan Collateral?
I'm not 100% sure.
Alan Collateral.
Al Collateral.
Al Collateral. But yeah, his name is Collateral, which is crazy because that's not
insane.
What that means.
Did I ever tell you guys that when I was working at Hollywood Video and someone wanted to rent the movie Collateral Damage, they asked for it by asking for clitoral damage?
Did you have sexy movies?
We did not have sexy movies.
Clitoral damage.
Clitoral damage sounds like a really upsetting documentary
that
about
is
like
not
mutilation.
A sexy movie.
They did? Wait, so then what did you say? What did you say?
I honestly don't remember. I was 17 at the time, so I probably...
So you had a boner.
I probably had a boner.
When I was working at the Regal 16 movie theater in Crystal Lake on Route 14.
Yes.
Big shout out. We had a thing at the concession stands called the Kid Combo Box, and it was like a little popcorn and a drink and candy, and a guy who had like five kids like all running around, and he was like clearly overwhelmed, came up and ordered five kids' cocks. And oh, I started laughing so hard I had to walk away from the register. Like, I don't have that many.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. That poor man. He did not need that on top of whatever else he was going over that day.
Five kids' cocks.
Oh,
how do you recover
man.
From that?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, you walked away. You don't know.
I walked away. I don't know how he recovered. Someone covered my drawer.
Someone got him five boxes of Kid Combo Candy.
Mm-hmm.
It's too complicated of a name. Kid Combo Candy.
Kids Combo Candy. Kids Combo Box. You can't. Yeah. Kids Combo Box. You can't do that. You can't do that to someone.
It should just be the kids' meal.
This is so like minor compared to what you guys just said, but it did make me laugh. I saw someone recently that I've seen many times. And
interesting.
You're being very coy.
I want to be vague.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be mean to this person.
So it's a celebrity person.
No. This is a person that I know just in life, and I've seen them a lot. But they're very awkward, particularly around like people of.
Is it one of us?
No. Of the other like around women. They're really weird about around women, or just like nervous. And as we were saying goodbye, I have hung out with this person many times. As we were saying goodbye, I went to go for a hug, and he like kind of freaked out and then hugged me, and I was like, "Oh, it was good seeing you." And then he went, "Nice to meet you." And then I no, and then I just was like, "Okay." And then like just like walked away, and I was like, "Oh my god, I don't know what to do." He knows I heard him, but then like I can't like he's so awkward. I can't just be like, "Oh,"
and just be embarrassed.
Yeah, so I just was like, "Uh huh." And that's so cute.
Have you checked on him?
Huh?
Have you checked on him?
How do you check without like hurting, without like bringing it up, without embarrassing?
You make sure he's liking Instagram. So you make sure that
he's not on Instagram. He's like
another
older.
Clue.
Patrick sees my game. Like, is he like on Instagram or like is he like a baby boomer generation?
Is he a parent to someone that we know?
Anyway, yeah. Guys, how can we do this?
We can't do
you
it.
Can't. Yeah. I was gonna do something about like I was gonna say something like, oh, well, I'm younger than you. Because I'm the year of the dragon.
Okay, good. I was going to say, if only you could train him to respond to you better.
Oh, well, and then we would say,
train a dragon.
The way you would train a dragon.
On the way home? What's the subtitle?
Huh?
New Hope. No, there's a subtitle.
Yeah.
It's How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Three?
Yeah.
It's
number three.
There's an all-white dragon that looks very similar to Toothless.
Mm. Yes.
Well, yeah, because I think we're going to find out that they're both related and going to fall in love.
Cool.
That's what it looks like.
I'm
that sounds like my kind of movie.
Favorite.
No,
yay.
I'm not going to see this movie.
Because of the incest.
I like the first one.
I feel like they're kind of overrated.
I thought the first one was cute, but not as good as everyone was saying. Mm. Does that make sense? I was like, oh, it's cute, but it's not like my favorite movie in the whole wide world.
I remember having no expectations for the first one.
See, everyone was like, it's amazing.
See, it was probably people like you who
probably.
Came in, no
That's
expectations,
right.
and were like, that was a delight. And then you tell us about it.
That's right.
So we come in thinking it's going to be
great,
life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
It's called How to Train Your Dragon 3, The Hidden World.
Hidden world.
Because that be dragon, more meaningless of a subtitle.
Yeah. Well, I think there's
all subtitles
like,
are meaningless.
Avengers Endgame. I can't wait.
That's a lot better than a hidden world.
Is it a hidden world?
Is it hidden or the
like? I think they'll probably go
one of many.
One of many.
I feel like probably white dragons probably from the hidden world.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other dragons.
Either the hidden world's coming to like attack, or
it's being
destroyed. They're gonna have to go save it.
Mm. Oh.
You know, basic movie stuff.
Yeah,
makes sense.
So we're gonna talk about some dragon ships.
Rawr.
Colin, do you have a dragon ship that you want to talk about?
I do. I cannot remember if I've talked about it on this show before, but mine is about a dragon.
Good.
Who is also a cute boy, who is also a river god.
Oh,
A Spirit Away Haku! Yay! Yes!
Oh, yay!
Yeah, I love Haku and Chihiro. I think they're so cute together. And he just, like, he is so good about being the, like, the one in the know when she's clearly, like, so over her head. Like, it is scary. Her parents are turned to pigs immediately. And then it's like, okay, there's a lot of rules we got to go over. If you forget your name, you can never leave. If you eat any of the food here, you can never leave. You have to work or people will try to kill you. And I'm going to introduce you to, like, the scariest creatures imaginable who will be your very mean bosses. And she's like, what? And he's like, don't worry, Boo. I got this. Now I'm going to disappear for a while to turn into a dragon to fight paper dolls? Oh, my God. Ugh, I love it.
And then, like, he needs saving, which is, like, such a, like he's so angsty too. He's like perfect teen dream, like, oh, he's so sexy.
Yeah, because you think he's at first, you know, even though he's like with her, it's almost like, why are you being so helpful? Because on the surface you seem so been there, done that. But it, you know, I guess he just doesn't want it to happen to anyone else. He's such a dream.
Well, is that what's going on, or is he just like interested that there's like a new cog in the machine?
Well, so you find out that when so he was a river god, right? And then when the river was paved over to like make a parking lot or something, that's how construction
works.
Put
up a parking lot.
Yeah.
Like the LA River.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The Counting Crows version.
No. Why? we've denounced this, haven't we, as a team?
I think we have.
So. We're against.
I don't remember what the song is called.
It's not
Big Yellow
Paradise.
Taxi.
Big Yellow Taxi. Oh. Yeah, I was like, it's not Paradise. It's not a parking lot.
It's not Pave.
Yeah.
Put up a parking lot.
A primary gripe is the changing of genders.
Yes.
Because that's dumb.
That's so
what? Dumb. You worried Adam Duritz that we're going to think you dated a dude? What if
that's
we
like
did?
The weakest move. It's a very weak very move. Weak. I love that. I love Haku. Wait, is Haku's what she calls him at first, right? And then what's his real name? Do we remember?
So I have it all written down. Kohaku.
So it's like a longer version of Haku.
Yes. So I googled it because I was looking into it. So Sen is Chihiro's like fake name.
Yeah.
The one that she has to use because the old witch who runs the show, names everyone there so they forget their real name and can never leave the spirit realm. She names Chihiro Sen and she names Kohaku, which means the river Haku. Haku, which you think would help him remember.
You know, you would think. His name. It seems almost like a mnemonic device, and yet.
Yeah. Well, she's just naming him after the river he's...
That he is.
Maybe he doesn't remember that he's a river god. I think that's it.
Yeah, he doesn't remember.
So he's like, oh, my name is Haku, but like, why? And like, he doesn't remember the river part.
And when he starts to like put it together, he's like, that sounds right, but could it be true?
Yeah. I think honestly what it is probably some nuances of a language that none of us really understand.
It's probably like totally that. That's a good choice. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. It's one of my favorite movies, like, period.
I fucking love
Spirited Away so much.
Yeah,
and they're so cute. And I also like, just sidebar, I like that he's a dog snake style dragon. That's
Falcor style.
Well, yeah, exactly. I think that's my favorite style of dragon.
That's a good kind of dragon. Mm.
What about you, Patrick?
So mine's a little bit of a vacation ship as well.
Ooh, tell me more.
So I got to go classic and go with Bilbo Baggins and Smaug the dragon.
Interesting.
On the surface, they didn't get along very well.
No. That's just where you're wrong, Colin. First of all, they're the only good parts of three bad movies.
Okay.
The Hobbit movies are garbage, but I love the Hobbit.
Oh, my God. He just whipped out the Hobbit.
From his Marty McFly breast pocket, he pulls a well-worn copy of the Hobbit.
It's a very well-worn copy of the Hobbit.
He's read this book
a couple times. I would like to read their first meeting, the first meeting of Bilbo and Smaug.
It's going to be fucking hot, dude.
Yeah. Like, just get ready. It's a little bit hot. So it's Smaug is you know, resting on this giant pile of like golden treasure inside the dwarven home that he's like taken away from them, and Bilbo is invisible and he's snuck in.
Ooh!
He's wearing the ring.
He's peeping tight. Kelly is not gonna be able to contain her.
Okay, so he's sneaking in. Then Smaug spoke. "Well, thief, I smell you and I feel your air. I hear your breath. Come along, help yourself again. There's plenty and to spare." But Bilbo was not quite so unlearned in dragon lore as all that. And if Smaug wanted him to come near so easily, he would be disappointed. "No, thank you, O Smaug the Tremendous," he replied. "I did not come for presents. I wish only to have a look at you and see if you were truly as great as the tales say. I did not believe them." "Do you now?" said the dragon, somewhat flattered, even though he did not believe a word of it. "Truly songs and tales fall utterly short of the reality, O Smaug, the chiefest and greatest of calamities," replied Bilbo. "You have nice manners for a thief and a liar," said the dragon. "You seem familiar with my name, but I don't seem to remember smelling you before." "Who are you and where do you come from, may I ask?" "Indeed, I come from under the hill, and under the hills and over the hills my path led, and through the air I am he that walks unseen." "So I can well believe," said Smaug, "but that is hardly your usual name. I am the clue finder, the web cutter, the stinging fly. I was chosen for the lucky number." "Lovely title," sneered the dragon, "but lucky numbers don't always come off. I am he that buries his friends alive and drowns them and draws them alive again from the water. I come from the end of bag, but no bag went over me." "These don't sound so credible," scoffed Smaug.
"Nice."
"I am the friend of bears and the guest of eagles. I am ring winner and luck wearer. I am the barrel rider," went on Bilbo, beginning to be pleased with his riddling. "That's better," said Smaug.
"Oh my god, what?
But don't let your imagination run away with you."
Oh, wait, that's pretty hot. That's pretty hot.
Yep.
That's pretty
Bilbo gets to like be like all the cool things, and like as Smaug is like, "No, come on, you're cooler than that. Like, tell me more." And he's like, "I'm the ring bearer. I'm the lucky number."
Yeah.
That's it's tight. Hot. And the whole really time cool. He's like, "I can feel you. I can smell you. Come in, enjoy the same air with me, baby."
Oh, wow.
Is the next scene like really?
They fuck and no, it goes. They go back to being they're coy forever, and then Smaug flies away and is killed. So it
by
is
whom?
By Bard the Bowman. He shoots an arrow into his chest.
One arrow?
Yeah,
he has like a soft spot.
He has a soft spot on his belly.
Yeah. Other anywhere else on his body? And look, the only reason that Bard the Bowman knows about it is because a little thrush. Bilbo tells
overheard,
the thrush.
Overheard, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the thrush flies back and tells Bard the Bowman and spoils this beautiful relationship.
It could be seen as like Bilbo self-sabotaging him, you know, that relationship.
Yeah,
or
maybe.
Is it, you know, bros before dragons kind of sitch? Like, I mean, his boys are out there about to get flamed up hard.
Hard. I mean, he also knows that he's going to be going back to the Shire at the end of all of this. Like, he longs for adventure, but he knows that he has to like end the adventure and go back home.
Who played Bilbo in the three films?
Martin Freeman.
And it's Benedict Cumberbatch, it's Smaug, right?
That's right. So it is just like Sherlock.
It's Sherlock. It's Sherlock fanfic written significantly before the show Sherlock.
Yes. Okay. Which also helps it. I mean,
I think it really helps.
Makes it hotter.
Yeah, I'm in.
That's my dragon ship.
That's a good one.
Kelly, did you come up with one?
Okay, so I came up with one. It involves Smaug.
Ooh.
Okay, so Smaug.
But not with Bilbo?
No, not with Bilbo.
So it's not my OTP.
So Smaug, he's sitting on all of his riches and he's like counting them out. He hears like a little like jingle jangle, like one of the coins like falls down and he's like, "What was that?" And then he like sees. He's got like a torch that's like he's got torches on in his cave.
Yeah.
And one of the torches is like he sees like a shadow go by the torch and he's like, "Why? Who is that? What is that?" And then he hears like a laugh and he's like, "What?" And he looks and then it's the profile of like the handsomest dragon he's ever seen. And then the dragon comes out and it's Tiny Mushu. And Tiny Mushu climbs up on his shoulder and then climbs up on his belly and kisses that little spot.
Oh, very forward, Mushu.
And then Smaug says, how did you know?
He comes immediately.
Yeah, he comes immediately. And then he says, how did you know that was my only vulnerable spot?
Oh, my goodness.
And then Mushu says, I think you've got a couple more vulnerable spots. Whoa. And he's so small, he can climb all over it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just squiggle all the way inside
his
butthole.
He's like a squiggly little snake inside his butthole. He climbs all around.
Is Mushu Eddie Murphy?
Yes.
Oh, good.
He's also voiced by an Eddie Murphy sound-alike in Mulan 2.
that makes sense.
There were a lot of those.
Yeah.
In this version, he is voiced by the Eddie Murphy sound-alike. Yeah.
Wow.
That's so funny. So Donkey from Shrek can still exist in this
well,
ship.
But it's kind of weird because Donkey fucks dragons.
That's right.
Maybe Eddie Murphy is like, I'm not splitting my time between dragon movies.
Right. And then you hear ding dong.
I must fuck a dragon.
And then who walks in?
Shrek.
It's Shrek. And Shrek says,
what are you doing here, Shrek?
Shrek says, I'm looking for my donkey.
Donkey?
And well, Smaug's like, he's not here. I'm busy. And then Shrek says, well, since I'm here.
No. Kelly, stop. Don't do it.
Shrek takes a step closer.
Yeah.
Inch
by inch.
The flames in the torches flare up somehow. With every step he takes closer. The room is so hot. He takes off his crackly leather vest. He's clad in only a peasant top and leggings.
Really, it's the vest that's too concealing?
Smaug says, I had no idea you had such an alluring figure. That vest hid it so well.
Oh, because the flames, you can like see
the flames
through
are brighter, so you can see through it.
The peasant shirt. Yeah,
he's like backlit, so you can see like every whole figure.
Oh my goodness.
And then fade to black.
And then the Smaug is like rolling around while like Mushu's like racing around on him like really fast, so it looks like he's a lion.
Do Mushu and Shrek fuck him together?
Yeah.
And then can I pitch a post credit scene?
Yeah.
Okay, after it's all done, they're all like post coital and like sweaty and exhausted on big mountains of gold. And
Smash Mouth comes in.
That's pretty good.
Sorry. And Aladdin Bail Bondsman comes out. Just, can I join the party?
Big, strong, rigid. That's how these things have survived for years. Like Aladdin Bail Bonds.
Oh. No one knows this commercial.
I've seen
you
it
could be
so
doing
many times.
The best impression of. I hope somebody's listening gets Bail Bonds commercials so they could know how perfect that was.
And I hope that you know that your child loves you and would love to stay out of trouble, but you got to keep bailing them out forever.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Ryan, do you have a palate? Ship. Do you have a palate cleanser?
I struggled with this so hard.
I didn't.
No, it dripped right from your brain.
Thank you for saying brain.
Thank you.
I paused enough so everyone could think about it. Mm-hmm. But then as soon as we started the actual episode, I thought of one.
Yay.
So it's sort of a backstory one. And the movie, Maleficent, kind of plays with it. Mm-hmm. But I think I ship Maleficent, because she becomes a dragon at the end of that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes.
So that's why it's dragon ship. Maleficent with the king.
Because
that is what is part of this whole drama. Because she freaks out so hard that she's not invited to the christening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you so freaked out that you're not invited to this baby party?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's her baby.
It's her religious baby party.
Yeah. Like
oh, so boring.
The queen was a beard.
Yeah, totally.
It was Maleficent's baby this whole time. And the king told her, it's okay, baby. Like, yeah, I have to marry this other lady, but like, you're my heart. You're still the one that I care about. And then when the baptism came, that's when she knew. She's like, oh, this is some bullshit. I'm going to be cut out of my baby's life. And this man that I thought
but
I loved,
she's
I'm going
to
burn it all down.
She can't come to that party.
Well,
if they're going to keep up this hidden relationship.
She didn't come to that party to satisfy the status quo.
No, she wouldn't destroy things.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know that when she does, but I'm saying that like she can't expect to be on the guest list.
Well, she could expect him not to throw a party to show off a baby.
He's a king. I think he has to.
No, he's the king. He can do whatever he wants.
That's the thing. That's the patriarchy teaches us that kings are, oh, poor kings are held up. No, kings can do whatever the fuck they want. So when they don't do the right thing, it's because they made that choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you just said that he had to marry the queen.
He's lying.
He loves it?
He loves it.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I ship it in that I like watching it get destroyed.
Okay, sure.
He's horrible. He's two-faced. He's a bad man. He is using her and tricking her, and he deserves to be burned. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's how he dies, but he should have died that way. She should have tried.
Dragonfire?
Dragonfire.
Cool.
That green dragonfire.
Yes.
Oh, green dragonfire.
That's really cool.
And then I was like thinking that was too sad. And then at the end, after all the dust settles, and this is more Maleficent than Sleeping Beauty. I don't know if you guys saw Maleficent.
I haven't seen it.
Nor have I.
Angelina Jolie is flawless. Like, she has these insane cheekbones. Yeah. It's wild. But they also play it that she's kind of, she really cares about Aurora, about Sleeping Beauty. And like, her whole life, she was kind of stalking her to be mean. But then the little girl is just so sweet that she starts to have affection for her. So combine Sleeping Beauty and Maleficent into one thing. At the very end, Maleficent has to turn her back on evil to save Aurora. And then Fauna, not nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
But Meriwether
interesting.
Sees this. She's like, all right, I know. Uh-huh. So she starts sneaking out into the woods to hang out with Maleficent. So Meriwether and Maleficent.
Wow.
OTP.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
OTP.
Still a secret relationship because they're villains. Because she's a villain and, you know, she probably can never show her face again at the big hall. But, yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
But you can be a villain if you can just turn into a dragon. Like, I feel like it's okay.
Well,
huh?
If you can turn into a dragon, then, like, you may as well be a bad guy.
Oh,
yeah, but you still want friends.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about all the dragons that we talked about today
mm-hmm.
in canon, they're pretty lonely.
Yeah, I mean,
not yours. Colin has the least lonely dragon. But, like, Smaug is not happy.
Well, he was very lonely for hundreds of years before he was set free.
Dragons are lonely. Yeah, they're like unicorns. True.
Pretty solitary creatures.
Yeah. I mean, little Mushu, his only friend, probably is not even going to remember him in the live-action version.
It'll be like he's not even there.
He's not in it.
There's no Mushu in the live-action version?
It's a live-action movie.
Lion King.
Yeah, but you think they're going to have, like, a weird little spaghetti noodle running around with Eddie Murphy's voice?
Yes, I do.
Have you not seen the genie photos?
You know what? Here's
that
the
is
thing.
A weird little spaghetti with Will Smith's
here's
face.
The thing. That is true. That is true, and I take it back.
It's wild that, like, a company with all the money in the world and, like, the most talented people
mm-hmm.
came up with that version of genie, not as, like, a draft.
Yeah.
But, like, that's going to be in movie theaters.
Well, he didn't want to do body paint is what I heard. So that's why they, like, used color
just
correcting.
I almost think they could have just done Will Smith in a blue suit.
Yeah, that would have been better.
Just
honestly, that would have been better.
Blue clothing.
Just give him blue clothing and just have him be, like, a cool guy who's a genie. Because he's going to do magic
the
stuff.
The way they made him,
like,
muscly,
Shaq
too.
Like, played a genie.
Yeah.
And that was great.
That was great.
He looks like a roided up. Yeah, it's in the Uncanny Valley.
And it makes him just too puffy.
It's also just, like, based on a false premise that, like, the genie has to be blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why does
right?
the genie
like,
have to be blue?
Aladdin is the only blue genie.
Yeah. Well, we talked about the, knockoff VHS version that was kept at my grandmother's house where the genie was orange and I was furious as a child.
I remember you telling me about that. But Jafar is a red genie.
Yeah.
Jafar's hot.
So
good. Oh, is it genie or just period?
I mean
we could go back to Jafar influenced outfit Jasmine and hot ass Jafar.
She's very hot, and Jafar is hot. And in this live action, Jafar is
a little
hot.
Creepy.
He's creepy
because he's just so old, and he tries to marry Jasmine. Like, he's so old.
He is very old. He is extremely old. I just think he looks hot.
Mm.
His looks only.
Who is the? So we know the. Live action Jafar, what he looks like? It's
yeah, he's hot.
Who is he? Is it a person?
I don't know. I just saw his face and thought he was hot.
But nice. Will he turn into a hot red genie at some point in
yes.
the movie?
Oh my God, hot. Well, no, but he's going to look weird.
He's going to look awful.
No, because he's like, you could put face paint on me.
He's
I don't
like,
want to look
care.
Like that.
He's like, I don't care. Put face paint on me. I'm not Will Smith. I don't care.
You could use the stuff that killed the guy who played Lorne on Angel. I don't give a shit.
Did Lorne really die from the face paint?
That's the rumor. I don't know if that's actually true, but that's what I've always been told. I know, it's so sad. He was such a wonderful actor.
Such a wonderful mm-hmm. actor. Very yeah. talented.
Mm-hmm. Now okay. we're sad.
And now we're sad.
Did wow. you guys, okay, if you're feeling sad, you should watch the viral video. Did you guys see the viral video of the Aladdin Broadway cast and the Lion King Broadway cast were both stranded at an airport?
No.
And so they have a sing-off.
Oh.
In the terminal.
What a treat for everyone around.
I think it was. I think everyone was yeah. I think everyone was so like
yeah.
I mean, and also these are like
professionals.
It's
it
not
wasn't like
it's
high
not
school
you and
people.
I started doing
well,
it.
I want to hear though, so let's set the scene. Ladies and gentlemen, I ever got to inform you that the flight to Dallas Fort Worth
has been one jump ahead of the bread line. Ha! One skip ahead of the sword.
No, oh, it's
the only one I can't afford.
Guys,
and
it's
that's everything.
Because Lion King does the song that's, I don't know all the words.
The Circle of Life?
Yeah, the beginning yeah. of the Circle of Life. It sounds amazing.
Oh, do they mash it up?
And then Aladdin, well, it's the genie, freestyles.
Wow.
So fun.
Rapid genies.
Rapid genies. Also, like, why are you not the genie in the movie? Because he also is, like, the body type of the genie. So he doesn't
naturally
have to
looks.
Look like a weird yeah. monster.
Can I say if that like makes you too happy to watch?
Okay,
you
yeah,
should
so you went too high.
Yeah. So then instead you should watch. Have you guys seen the video of the local theater production doing the Princess Diana musical?
Oh no.
There's a Princess Diana
it's,
musical.
How what
is it just the Elton John song over and
it's,
over?
Mm-hmm. No, it's her whole life and it ends very
with the car crash?
With the sounds
of secret CIA light beams
mm-hmm.
used to blind her.
And also only one person uses a British accent.
Is it Diana?
No.
Oh.
You should watch
it. Oh, Princess Diana. Oh, no, that's a British accent.
That's
I couldn't
Australian.
Even not, I couldn't even not
on
do a British
on
accent.
On Princess Diana.
I was trying
boy,
to not
boy.
Do
Princess Diana,
oh,
right?
Boy.
Oh, he's all up in the palace.
Hey guys!
Two relationships!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.